the Ukrainian army says it has made major gains around Kherson since Russia said it was withdrawing from the southern Ukrainian city. Russia says it's now started leaving Kherson, but that the process could take weeks. Now, in this part of the world, the announcement has been seen as a significant setback for Russia. But how is it being viewed in Moscow? Will Vernon is a journalist with the BBC's Moscow Bureau, and he joins us on the line. Will, thanks for being with us this morning. How is this development being explained in Russia?
Well, it depends who you talk to, Rachel. I mean, the official line here is that this is not a retreat. It's a maneuver or a regrouping. You know, there are a number of terms that Russian officials and state media use, but the words that they don't use are retreat or withdrawal. But whatever words you use, you know, the official message here is that Russia is making a tactical move in order to save the lives of its soldiers and civilians. And on state TV the last few days, presenters and commentators have been looking pretty glum, actually, saying, you know, this was a hard decision, but a kind of brave one. And General Surovikin, who's the overall commander of Russian forces in Ukraine, he himself said in that quite strange, kind of highly stage managed report he gave to the defense minister on Tuesday that this was a difficult decision. Actually, this morning, there's almost no mention at all on state TV of the situation in Kherson. Even as the Ukrainians, you know, report that they've taken dozens of settlements in the area. But one thing to mention, I think, when discussing this so-called withdrawal, and we don't actually know for sure, you know, whether any withdrawal has taken place, mm-hmm. or at least whether it's been completed. I think, you know, this was all planned a long time ago. The Russian public have been prepared for this news. You know, several weeks ago, General Surovikin, again, gave an interview, again, kind of highly stage managed, in which he said that there could be difficult decisions to be made about Kherson soon.
And on a day-to-day basis now, does the so-called special operation, does it receive much prominence in news reports?
Yes, I mean the special military operation is almost always the top story. But at the moment, the state media are focusing more on alleged attacks by the Ukrainian army on civilian areas in those parts of Ukraine that Russia controls. So those parts that are not under the control of the Ukrainian army. There's lots on state media about Russian heroes, about the Russian army being liberators and what areas they've liberated. But certainly there's been a much more miserable tone recently after the Russian army has suffered a number of setbacks, because after all, it's not just Kherson, although that is the most significant, I think. But, you know, before that, Russia lost a lot of territory in Kharkov Oblast, Kharkov region in the east. And also there was that attack on the Crimean Bridge. You know, so there's been a number of setbacks. The war is not going well for Vladimir Putin. And, you know, I think this retreat, if it is a retreat from Kherson, you know, is a huge embarrassment, actually, for the Kremlin.
Is the course of the war, is it likely to change over the winter anyway? Because presumably in the coming weeks, conditions will get pretty tough.
Well, I'm not a military expert. We'll have to wait and see. Certainly, I remember the first war in Ukraine in 2014. There was a brief lull during the autumn and the early winter when it was very kind of wet before the ground froze. And then hostilities started up again in January. But we learned long ago not to make predictions when it comes to Russia and Ukraine, you know, and the wider region, as they're usually wrong. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, you know, various military experts have said that, you know, we could see some sort of resumption in hostilities after a lull over the autumn and the early winter towards the end of the year, but we'll have to wait and see.
All right. Listen, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. Will Vernon there of the BBC in Moscow. It's 8:51.